This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. 12 years ago, Maytag shut down its manufacturing plant in Galesburg. The sprawling brick factory building has sat empty ever since, its darkened windows a stark reminder of what the city once had but lost as the company moved its manufacturing to Mexico. While the hundreds of good-paying factory jobs might never come back, the building will make a comeback. BNSF Logistics will lease the building so it can store wind turbine blades there before they're shipped to wind farms across the country by rail or truck. The company will organize how the blades are shipped and what routes they will take to their destinations. The news about the lease agreement was announced by Ken Springer. He's president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Springer says the agreement will breathe new life into a neglected part of the city.
No longer will people drive by the former Maytag plant and just see, you know, an empty parking lot with weeds growing up through the cracks. They're going to see activity happening on that site, and that's important.
And he says that could give Galesburg an economic boost.
We could be seeing an uptick in these flatbed trailers coming in and out of the community. They could be fueling, they could be stopping for lunch, and it could be an overnight type thing as well.
Springer says the first blades could be stored at the site as soon as this week. BNSF Logistics is a subsidiary of the railroad company. It plans to hire 3 to 5 people for the site. They will work in security and maintenance. The building will continue to be owned by Industrial Realty Group, LLC. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.